Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At the time this podcast was recorded, we did not care about Antonio Brown. But after recent events transpired, we now do care about Antonio Brown to some extent, and we will discuss that on the podcast next week.
You having a party?
Get some sugar for your mama.
These bitches ain't no better.
I'm sorry. All I heard was blah, blah, blah. I'm a dirty tramp.
I think you two are a pair of potheads.
The Lucy and Elaine Show.
The girls are naturally curious about the local activity.
Hosted by Lucy Burge and Elaine Cavallari.
Okay, everybody. Welcome to episode 7 of the Lucy and Elaine Show.
Oh, yeah.
It has been a day already.
It has. It's early.
I don't care at all about Antonio Brown.
No, I don't care.
Like, I don't.
I'm so sorry.
Does not interest me.
I don't care.
This broke yesterday, and I was like, I don't care. Like,
I wish I did a little. But
I wish I did
don't.
Too. Because it has intrigued to the. I mean, of course, if this happened to the Patriots, like, of course that'd be interesting.
Right.
But I don't care at all about. I don't care that he got in a fight. I don't care what he does. I don't care about his feet. I don't care about this story.
About your feet.
I feel the same way about this that I do about Nicki Minaj retiring.
Oh, I care less about Nicki Minaj.
Not
even gonna lie to you. She, you know what? It's actually funny timing because Cardi B is kind of like stomping on her.
Oh, big time.
Like, big time.
Literally, she threw a shoe at her.
Yeah.
At what award
Literally.
Show. They threw.
Actually.
Yes.
But Cardi B washed up.
I like Cardi B more than Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Cardi B makes me feel like really much cooler than I am.
Like Lizzo.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzo and Cardi B, different vibes for sure.
Oh, big time. No, yeah. They're very different, but they both make
me feel cooler than I am.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Don't care about Antonio Brown. Don't care about his Instagram, whatever.
Nope.
Don't care.
Nope.
Speaking of Instagram.
Yeah.
We have some things to talk about.
We do.
Accidental likes.
You guys. It's really bad. I genuinely think Instagram, I think this is coming. I think a safety feature is coming.
There's gotta be.
Like, what's the harm? I think people would be like, it's so annoying. Like, I double tap a picture and then Instagram asks me, like, are you sure?
Okay, that's what I was thinking. There should be an are you sure you want to like
right,
this.
But people would complain about, like,
because it takes, because you can't just scroll and tap. Here's my problem with that. Okay, so I've done this so many times. Mm-hmm. I have actually, not so many, but I have actually Googled. How long, like, if you like and unlike something super fast, will they get
What's
a notification?
The
they will, but it goes away. Like, you have to do it in
so
seconds.
It does. So
it does go away, but if they have push notifications,
then
it does it, I guess.
It's a wrap.
Here's what happens to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll hit a picture.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I do it, but if my phone is slow or something, I'll hit it again and then like it. I'm like,
that's really bad.
Sucks.
No.
So I've had no real incidents where that's like a big problem, but
so you've never been like really deep into a rabbit hole on someone's page.
Oh yeah, no,
and then you've liked
but
a photo
somebody
from like January 2015.
Well, yeah, I mean that's happened, but it's
that's
not
just
somebody.
Embarrassing.
No, but it's not somebody. It's not like a guy or something. It's like some girl, like maybe some girl I went to college with, and I'm
right.
like, oh, what is she up to? And then I start going through her Instagram,
right?
And then I like one of her pictures, and I'm like, oh shit! And then I like unlike it, and
right.
then I Google. whatever.
Yeah. We've all Googled that. We've all Googled,
well, clearly, like, because
can someone tell if you screenshot a DM?
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Oh, that there's that too. And
because I still don't know the answer, but I screenshot DMs a lot.
I don't think they know.
I don't think
anybody
knows.
Also, well, I think Snapchat's the only one now where you can tell.
Yeah.
If they, because Instagram stories, you can't anymore.
What?
Tell. You can't tell. No. If
what?
Somebody screenshots.
This is groundbreaking news.
Is this breaking news, Elaine?
I just had like five friends roll through my mind that like would be dying to know this.
Right? Well, here we go.
Wait,
breaking
I'm
news.
So
if
happy.
You screenshot somebody's Instagram story, they
it's
do not.
It's over for all of you right now.
They do not get it. Yes. Also, if you screenshot texts, I think you're okay there.
I think I'm good.
Because you've gotten some whoppers lately.
Yikes, my friend. It's been a week.
Yes.
What is it? It's Friday.
It's Friday.
So I can say that. It's
so
been
but
a week.
I mean, this will come out on Tuesday. So
yeah, but yeah. Still.
But still, we are in a Friday
still.
Mood.
Who knows by Tuesday the text I will have on
seriously.
My phone. People need to relax.
Yes. We will get into that at some point. Someday yeah. we will yeah. tell this story. Yeah. But something happened to you on Instagram.
Oh my God. Okay, you guys, keeping it real on the pod because this was bad. So, well, I don't even know how to like explain this story. I'm very nosy. And, you know, and I'm especially nosy at, like, nighttime because I'm just in bed. I'm just scrolling on Instagram.
Nosy at nighttime.
Nosy.
Okay.
She's nosy. She's a nosy girl. And so I'm on. So I come across a photo and I'm just like, I'm just looking at the comments. And this, okay. Oh, my God. I don't even know if I can say
I can't. Well, you have to say it. I can't
okay,
wait
okay,
for
okay,
this.
Okay. I'm in this rabbit hole. You all know what I'm talking about. Where
yes.
you're just like, you're in deep. You're in deep.
Right.
You're in deep. And I'm looking in the comment section. God knows why. I'm just curious what the comments are. And, okay, being the curious girl I am, one of the comments was my ex's new girlfriend commented on this post.
This is so elaborate.
Well, it's important. And I, being curious, I go to click on her account. Do I really care? No. But do I just want to see? Of course. Those of you judging me, you would have clicked too. All right? You losers. So I go to click and it's my like phone freezes or something. Like it won't
yeah.
go to her page. And at this point, I'm like, God damn it. Just let me see like what's going on.
This is like and the Lord above telling you don't do it.
I don't even care.
But you do it anyway.
And I go to click, and you guys, like Lucy, I didn't know that if you double tap a comment, it likes the comment. Like, I'm dead ass. I had no idea.
Oh my God.
Did you know that? If you double tap a comment, it likes the comment. And this was just like a random like comment, like it meant nothing, and now and I'm on private, so now this chick,
oh my God,
thinks I give a shit, and she's gonna go to my page and see that I am such a psychopath because a comment, like it wasn't even
from wait.
Because it wasn't even like her on her page, and it was like a picture. It was a comment. And it meant nothing.
What?
And she's going to be like, that is the pettiest shade I've ever been thrown in my life. She's going to be like, how many bodies in the basement does this girl have?
Okay, wait, back up. So how long ago?
Keeping it real here today, guys. It's early. I'm probably going to regret this later.
How long ago was this picture from again?
Honestly, like not years, but like a long time.
Okay, so step by step, we're doing this.
Okay,
we're
really into
the
this.
Picture.
What
through the comment?
Comments.
Okay, no,
shut up.
This absolutely, of course, this is like what normal people, like a human being, does this. People are very curious. They do this.
Very nosy.
But so she is thinking step by step.
Yeah. Let's go through her thought process. I mean, I don't know this girl, but. It can't be good,
okay.
What she's thinking.
What was your initial reaction? Because every time I do this, my body goes into shock.
Dude, I literally got cold sweats, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And I literally, this is literally the noise I make. Out loud.
I was like, oh, fuck. And then, yeah, exactly. That's what I said.
Oh, no. Like, I'm literally alone in my bed at night. And like my, like just picture, I'm like, no. My roommate's must be like, is she okay?
Did you unlike it right away?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an impulse thing. You're going to unlike it right away.
Right.
Kind of think I maybe should have just committed and just left it liked because I feel like that's
She'll
funny.
Be like, that girl is wacky.
Savage.
I think as hilarious
it's
as this
lot.
Is.
It's really funny.
This is really funny. This is hysterical. But I think you're good.
Okay. Explain.
I think when, how fast did you unlike it? Like within a second?
It was like, ding, ding, unlike. So like,
I think you're good.
That's my sound effect for like.
Also, here's the weird thing about Instagram. I don't always get notifications that people like my comments.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Not that I comment all the time, but I don't always, but maybe it's just my.
Okay, wait. On my most recent post, you commented and 3 people liked your comment. Did you get those noties?
No.
Oh. All right. Then I might.
So maybe, but maybe.
Like, I
maybe.
Really care, but like.
But maybe I have some notification turned off or something
maybe.
That I don't get. Ooh. So maybe she has them all turned on.
I have no idea.
Like immediately. So
I don't know.
She's like, ooh, that's so, but nothing,
I'm a shade
no
ball.
Aftermath from this?
No, no aftermath. I mean,
except for the PTSD
except
you have.
Except for like me, but I don't really, I just thought it was funny and I wanted to share it with you guys.
I love it.
And so, I didn't know if you double tap a comment.
Yeah.
Help. Like, come
okay,
on.
Okay, so this I can't is, be this the only is one. What we have to ask Instagram. First of all, make this very well known, which
please.
I mean, it might be, but like send something out
please.
Every day saying these are the rules.
Lives
and this is what happens.
Ruined.
Exactly. It's true. It's true.
So true.
What if I have almost, this is what I've almost done. Don't know how. So if you go to a story and you hit something, it says like DM someone about this, like reply to the story. And then it has a bunch of emojis that suggests like what you could
my
say.
God, yeah.
I have accidentally hit the emoji and sent it.
Like, how does that
like,
even happen?
How does that happen?
It's bad.
And it, but it
no,
wasn't.
I get it. I get it.
But it was like a girl from middle school that I haven't talked to in ages.
Right.
So it's not that bad, but I'm like, what
did
the
you
fuck?
Like say like haha didn't mean
it was like
that.
A laughing emoji and I was like, wait, I just ignored it. I was like, whatever.
Imagine
I don't
if
even...
it was like a rest in peace post or something and you're like
also I have accidentally
sorry, that was mean.
Voted in polls on Instagram because if
oh,
you hit
yeah.
so it's like, does my hair look good today? And I hit no by accident or something. I've done that.
Oh
and I'm like, wait,
God.
I didn't mean to vote in that at
yeah,
all.
No, I've done that too.
Like, cancel that vote. I want to mess
veto,
them and be like, whoa,
veto.
Cancel that. Veto that, girl. Oh my God.
So,
also, okay, back to those texts
okay.
that we were talking about, the screenshots that I received from you of these texts, which are absolutely insane.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How do you.
Okay, what's your question, Lucy?
How do you. Ghost someone in a classy way. Is there a classy way to ghost somebody?
Ghost etiquette.
Yes.
Ghost etiquette.
Yes. Set the table properly for a ghosting.
You have to. You have to. And you have to take everything into consideration.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I think... What do you think about proper ghosting etiquette? When is it okay? And when is it... I mean, there's a difference between it... I don't know. Talk
okay.
to me.
So when I think about this, I think about... people I have ghosted, what that situation was, and how I have been ghosted before.
Yes.
So if I am the one being ghosted,
yes.
I would rather have somebody just say, like, hey.
Okay.
Like, but would I? Okay,
yeah,
I'm thinking,
that's
okay.
the question.
So here's, instead of just, because if you're, I don't know. So there
what's
was
your preference?
So example, there was a guy when I was in grad school.
Okay.
I went on 2 dates with him.
Okay, 2 dates.
And I liked him a lot.
Okay.
Really cute. But he, for some reason, like, stopped talking to me.
Okay.
Which is...
Was it immediately after the second date? Or was it, like, you texted after the second date and then there was, like...
He texted... He would always, after each date, be the one to text me.
Okay.
Saying, had a great time.
Okay.
Whatever. So then, suddenly, like, we were texting.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, he just stopped.
Okay.
Texting me back. So I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Some other girl...
Okay.
Is probably in the picture now.
Okay.
So I was just like, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Like, leave that alone.
Okay.
So it wasn't that emotionally scarring.
So you didn't text him like, hey, what the heck?
Oh, I did. Well, no. So I said, hey, wanna, like, if you're free this week.
Okay. So you asked to hang out again.
Yes,
okay.
I did. Yes.
Okay, okay, okay.
And he was like, oh, I can't this week. So maybe next week.
Okay.
I took that as, no, that's
so
it.
So you never
that's
texted
it.
Him again.
Right.
beautiful.
No, wait, yeah. So, oh. And then, no, wait, sorry. Okay. Sorry, let me think about this. So he said, yeah, maybe next week. And then I said, okay, cool, or something.
Right.
I didn't say that because, you know, that's.
Right, you said something.
I said, okay, great, or something. And then never heard from him.
Right.
And I took that as, okay, whatever. He's moving on.
Lucy,
that's fine.
That's a perfect example of, like, a good response from you.
Okay.
To like, yes. Like that's a good, like,
because I wasn't going to be like, oh, well, then what about this day or this day or that? Because
right.
I hate that when I get right. that. So if you, but okay, here's, and also, there's a lot of factors to think about
there
here.
There really is. I'm overwhelmed.
After how many dates is it actually ghosting? After one
so
date,
true.
After one date, and then you don't text them back or something?
So,
or
no,
is that
true.
Ghosting?
I don't think that's ghosting. I don't think that that is ghosting because to ghost, there has to be, like, at least a base.
Right.
There
for
needs
it
to be an official ghost.
For it to be haunted.
For it to be haunted. That's the good show. That's, like, what it is. You're haunted because they just
right.
ghosted you.
Exactly.
You know what? One day, it just can't. It can't be considered a ghost.
Right. Also, the yes. last, I have ghosted one person.
Yes.
Other people, okay. I just, like, say, you know what? That didn't work out. Sorry.
Yeah.
And just delete all the texts.
Yep. I think I assume everyone wants to be treated the way I do, and mm-hmm. that's when I get myself into trouble. I would rather someone just like, well, I guess it depends, but I think I'm good at taking hints.
Yes.
Like, if you don't answer me, like, I do not care to be involved with people that don't care to be involved with me.
That's a good life lesson.
Right. So if you do not text me back, I'm not going to text you. Like, that's just the bottom line. And that's like... And that's just, like, for me, maybe I just don't care about anybody enough.
Well, that's how you
thinking
know.
Thinking back, I'm like, I actually, like, didn't care.
Right. Well, that's how you know if you care about somebody.
I'm
is
dead.
Do you want to text them back?
Right.
Do you, you know?
No.
So then, yeah. So there's one guy right. I ghosted, and I just ended it on, like, I said, oh, I'm really busy this week, like, you know, stuff. And
right.
he said, oh, what are you up to? And I ended it there.
Right.
I was like, you know
and
what?
Did he keep texting
no,
you?
No, he didn't.
See, these are good ghosts. Good,
yes.
clean ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very
like
pretty.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Right.
Like, very nice.
Right.
But then there are the ones who haunt you and
you
scare you
can't.
And think maybe they're going to murder me.
Right. There could be murders involved. We need to learn how to take hints.
Right.
People.
Right. Well, here's the lesson.
It's embarrassing.
From the movie.
For lives and souls everywhere.
It's true. Because they can haunt your souls. But here's the lesson I learned from the movie. He's just not that into you.
Okay.
If he wants to see you, he will see you.
Absolutely.
If you
freaking-lutely.
Are, I believe that's, I watched this on an airplane, so I think that's what they said. I can't remember. But
no, it is.
If he wants, you will know
yes.
if he likes you. That's what I mean, you won't have to.
Right.
If you are confused, that's it.
That's it.
Right.
And just
you will
don't
know.
Text him.
That's my problem.
Don't text him.
That's my problem. And that's what I have to keep thinking. Don't text him. Because sometimes, I mean, not now, obviously,
yeah.
but before when I was, you know,
single.
Right.
Single girl.
Right. So I would double text.
Okay.
Like I would, because I have anxiety. So
right.
I'd be like, oh my God, is he ghosting me? Is
right,
he
right, right,
out?
Right.
Like I would
right,
freak
right.
out.
Right.
But that's my problem
right.
sometimes.
It's right.
just like that little panic. And you're
right.
like, I have to figure out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
have to know. That's the thing about me. And probably other people too. I have to know either way.
Okay.
That's why sometimes being ghosted, I'm thinking, wait. I'm just left.
Okay, wait, you're making me feel bad for what
no,
I've
no, no,
done
don't,
to
no, because you're fine. Because the response you got was outrageous. So that is just insane. So that,
so true.
That is something that is like, that's not going to make you want
right. no,
to be absolutely interested
not.
At all.
Absolutely not.
But
then again, it wouldn't hurt for me to just be like, I'm not feeling it.
But you did that.
I know I did, but like, with like, you know, just like, I don't know.
Yeah, but okay, here's the thing about going on one date with somebody.
Yeah, one date.
Sometimes, if you don't, or two, maybe.
Right, whatever.
Whatever, just random numbers. If you don't have that connection really on the date, or you don't right. know, sometimes it takes a couple days when you think back on it.
Yes.
Maybe you're feeling, that's happened to me.
Yes.
Where I think back on it, I'm like, actually, I had a good time with him.
Right.
Or, like, you know, the guy I ghosted, I'm like, actually, not really having
right.
a good time.
If you're not eager
right.
to see them again,
exactly.
it's a wrap.
Exactly.
You and it'd be like, I'm really excited.
Right.
And if you're not excited, move
right.
on.
So I would say etiquette-wise, I think a text saying, like, you're a really nice person, but
right.
I don't really see this working out, just quick, forget
right.
about it.
Right.
Send it, the end.
Right.
Is probably the best etiquette.
Yeah, that's good etiquette.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you just don't, if you're just exhausted,
yeah.
there is a point where you're just like,
maybe
let me
I'm
just
a weirdo.
Not.
I would just rather someone not say that to me. I would rather them just like not be like, because it's just like so given. Like if they're not going to answer you, like it's obvious, like obviously, like spare me almost.
Right. Like,
spare
me. Like no message is the message.
Exactly.
Yes. But that's also tough to swallow sometimes. If you really like him, that's tough to swallow. But if you don't really care.
I don't think I've ever really cared.
Well, that is
I'm coming to a realization right now, folks.
That you never really
cared. If I did care, maybe I would care.
If I did care, put that on a t-shirt. If I did care, maybe I would care.
I'm dead. I'm literally sweating.
Nosy at nighttime.
This is bad. She's nosy.
Shit. That's the thing. If you care, then you know that you like him. I mean, that's obvious. What am I even saying?
I don't even know. Moving on from that, folks.
Moving on
to... Why do I keep saying folks? I think it's... Never mind.
The thing is what?
I'm not going to say All right. There's this guy that... where he works at Barstool.
Okay.
And his Insta handle is like Rude Boy... Rude Boy, like, Jay. Okay. I don't know. I'd
what does he do at Barstool?
He's, like, a video guy. Okay. But, like, he has his own, like, YouTube and stuff.
Okay.
And he, like,
well, I would think if he's a video guy.
And he's really funny because on his Instagram stories, I'm, like, obsessed with him. I've DM'd him before. He DM'd me back.
He did?
It's a whole thing. No, it's not really a whole thing. But anyways.
Do we add him to the list or do we?
I'm literally sweating right now. Oh, but God. Anyways, he goes on Instagram and he always starts his Instagram videos with, howdy, folks. It's really funny.
So now I keep you. Saying, folks.
Anyways.
Ooh, he's becoming part of you now.
And he was, no. I just think, I say folks.
Maybe we'll
anyways.
Have to tweet to him.
No, this was a while ago.
Lucy. Okay. Yeah. So ghosting etiquette, I would say, I mean, I'm 27, you're 22. I don't know if there's like a difference. Because in maturity, we'll say.
I guess like, I'm really immature.
At 22, like, just are you mature? Yeah. Like, do we expect some maturity here? I don't know.
Right. Probably not.
When I ghosted that guy, I was 26. Like, okay. There's no age limit for, you could be like 40 and ghost somebody.
So
like, it's really,
true.
It's not a maturity thing. It's like a, I'm mentally exhausted thing.
I just don't
have know.
The time.
Right. And it's also, I think sometimes with ghosting, it doesn't come from a malicious place.
No.
It comes from a place of, I don't know how to phrase this and I don't want to be mean.
Right.
But then ghosting itself could set some people off in a way that's like, that guy is an asshole.
Right.
But I don't see people like, if somebody, like the guy who ghosted me, the grad school guy.
Right.
I don't see him as an asshole.
No.
I'm just like, well, you know, he's got, you know, he doesn't, if he's going to ghost me, then why would I care about him?
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. But you've never cared, so you don't know.
Yeah. I think I should wear a t-shirt that says, I don't care on it, like, everywhere.
I don't care. Never cared, so I don't care. We'll make that up into a pink t-shirt. Bradfo, we know you're listening. Can we make that into a t-shirt, please?
Oh, my God. Actually, it's just, like, doesn't make sense, but it's so true to my life.
Just for you, that t-shirt. If you have a life like Elaine's, you will wear that t-shirt.
Yeah. Welcome to the dark side.
Yes, guys. We also want to make Camille Kostick Appreciation Club t-shirts because we have a little bit of an update on her. Not update, but an interesting little tidbit about Camille.
Me.
So I see this as without Camille, Gronk would never have tried CBD.
Oh my goodness.
However, maybe he would have because it was his dad who introduced him to it. But the circumstances under which he first tried it had to do with Camille. So
very true.
And he talked on Adam Schefter's podcast recently about this. And he said that he was playing soccer with Camille in New Hampshire. I forget when. But they were playing with, do you know what Can Jam, like the game is?
Yes.
Okay, I did not know this, so I had to look it up. But they were playing.
Okay, continue. Sorry, I won't go off.
I Googled, do likes go away really fast and Can Jam.
The rules of Can Jam.
Cool. So the Can Jam goals they were using and a soccer ball. Mm-hmm. So the goal was, like, the size of the goal was weird,
he said.
So he was kicking the soccer ball in and jammed his toes.
Yeah.
Used CBD on his toes, and that's how this all started. That's how he met Perry Entelman, who we love. So because of Camille, he is now the spokesman for CBD Medic. Because Camille probably said, let's play soccer, made it really competitive, because he's a badass.
True.
And,
that's
the Camille Kostick update.
Yes.
Which is very interesting.
Which is interesting.
Yes.
Very
that's interesting. How it started.
I can see Gronk, like, really freaking out about, like, a hurt toe.
Right.
Like, I feel like if he stubs his toe, he's like, oh, my God.
Right. Well,
we all are, honestly.
Absolutely. It's the worst. But he, right. So he started all of this not from football, like an injury from football, but an injury from soccer.
Interesting.
Which is football in European countries.
Very cool.
In South America.
It is.
Yes. So technically it was football that he...
That's why I'm talking like that now. Oh, yes. I think that's Irish. Football. Oh, yeah.
Or Scottish. Could be whatever. I also have a storyline. NFL storyline.
NFL storyline.
From last night. All first night of the NFL season.
Oh, I love this.
And this is going to be the story for me, maybe.
I'm obsessed with this.
So somebody, I just Googled this, too. I Googled butt-fingered on this computer because there was a hot mic during this game. And somebody said, I've never had my butt fingered.
That's tough.
On the hot mic, on the NBC broadcast, and Al Michaels reacted to it, and he laughed. So we know everybody heard it.
Wait.
Who said this? We are going to have to know this.
I gotta know, because I want to know how many people, like are mic'd. Because I know, like, network cameras, like, everyone has, like, their little thing to connect to, like, you know, everybody. But, like, usually they're, like, not...
Okay, so
I feel
it,
like there was a wire mishap.
Seems to be.
Yes.
It seems to be.
So that's a cameraman comment.
Wire mishaps. Oh, that is interesting.
That is a production comment.
Okay, because they're just sitting around waiting for the next, like, to change shots, and then they...
Things come up. One thing leads to another.
Right. I mean, that happens here, too. Who knows? Yeah. But, like, so that was my question. Who said it? Was it just a mic that was around on the sideline?
True.
Someone in the crowd it picked up? But it didn't sound like someone in the crowd. It sounded like someone just talking at a... not yelling, but, like, at a tone that was, like, they're just sitting around.
So true. Like, it wouldn't have been that clear.
Like, you're right.
If it was in the crowd.
Okay.
Because you hear stuff from the crowd, like, on, like, if I'm watching, like, the Celtics or something, I'll hear people, like, specific voices screaming.
Right.
But, like, you can't make out what they're saying. It was silence, and kind of, and then it was just like...
That is such a good point. So we've narrowed this down.
I think so.
We will figure out. Who said this?
This was NBC Sports.
NBC.
I know an intern at NBC Sports.
Okay.
I'm going to text.
All right, we're going to find out for everybody who said this.
They'll
probably come out, like, with a New York Post article later, but whatever. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll break it first.
We sure will. You have a player to watch.
Important news. Yes, player to watch. All right. I know it's not really hockey season, but it's going to be soon. And I like to keep the player to watch in the Boston area.
Okay.
So we're taking a peek at BU Hockey, which is sick, all right? Sick, because they have six players this year incoming. They're all, like, 18, 19 years old, already drafted, like, already signed.
Really?
Yeah, so they're going to be sick. So I picked Trevor Zegras from the – he's going to the Anaheim Ducks. He's on the USA national team. He was the first one picked out of the six. 18 years old, 2001 baby. He's a 2001 baby. I act like I'm, like –
This is so
old,
wait.
Still.
You were born in what year?
97.
Okay, I was born in 91.
Yeah, so but like the 2000s is still a little weird to me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. If I hear someone was old. Born in 2000, like some of our interns were born in like 2003.
Right.
I was like, what? That's crazy.
Right. Yeah, but like Charlie McAvoy went to BU. Everybody knows that, and he's sick. I just am excited to see Trevor Zegras if he makes it to Boston Bruins. He's from New York. He's not a Boston native, but watch him.
Okay.
See.
Player to watch.
Hockey, gonna be sick. All right.
Bobby Dalbec update? No?
No update. You know.
You've been a little busy, so it's fine.
I'm busy. We're busy.
A little busy.
You guys.
Just busy girls.
We're
so.
Busy.
That's
busy
a good.
Bees.
That is my, actually, that, going back to ghosting for a second before we wrap this up. I'm busy is a good ghosting technique to be like, I'm just so busy and not ready for
really
anything
so
right
busy.
Now. Like, that's a classic.
Usually
kinda
true.
It actually is. I've actually done that where I didn't ghost them but said, like, I'm just so busy.
Right.
And I used the, I can't believe I used this, but I said, it wouldn't be fair to either of us to keep this going. This was a guy, no, but this was a guy 5 years ago maybe.
Okay,
So, whatever. And it just was not going to work. Like,
no.
I just knew right away it wasn't.
Yeah.
So, which is true, like, it wouldn't be fair to, but it's such a weird line to use. I'm like, why did I do that? But that's another one. So, yes. But we are busy.
We're really busy.
But you make time for things you care about if you're busy.
That's very true.
That's how you
know you care.
Don't care. I know I don't care because I don't care. But we care about all of you, and we hope that you care about us. So please subscribe and rate and review this podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter at Lucy and Elaine.
Yes, follow us.
Please do. Really, and individually, our Twitter handles are on the page, but whatever. Go to Lucy and Elaine Twitter and on iTunes, subscribe, rate, review. Please.
Yes.
Please. Thank you. And we will see you next week.
Yep.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.